This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Cameroon, a country in Central Africa, is one of the economically poor countries in the world. About a third of the population of 20 million lives on less than $1.25 a day. The plight of banana workers in Cameroon is especially difficult. They work using dangerous chemicals and often don't even earn the minimum wage stipulated in their collective agreements. 30,000 francs or about $32 a month. I talked to Mbedi Charles Kudi about the banana workers in Cameroon. Mr. Kudi is the deputy secretary of the FACO Agricultural Workers Union, FAWU. He is on a tour of the UK sponsored by Banana Link. Banana Link is a not-for-profit cooperative which works for fair and sustainable banana and pineapple trade. I asked Mr. Kudi to describe the situation of the banana workers in Cameroon.
If I can describe the working conditions of the banana workers in Cameroon, in one word, I would say it is scandalous. Scandalous. Scandalous because, the wages of the banana workers are basically very low. The Cameroon government has a minimum wage for the workers, which is 28,000 francs. But through collective agreement in the agricultural sector, this minimum wage was raised to 30,000 francs, which is not a living wage. Not a living wage. So you have to work in the banana sector, need to work extra hard for 8 hours in order to get receive this minimum wage of 30,000 francs a month. Now, unfortunately, some of them end up earning less than the minimum wage because at times you come late to work and you're not allowed to scan in, so you have to go back home and you lose nothing. You have nothing for that day. At times, because of your personal relationship with your immediate boss or the head of your section, instead of giving you 8 hours, you're giving 4 hours. Sometimes you're giving 6 hours. You know, the banana sector workers at times are being paid by what they do, the performance, you know, incentive. So if you're asked to prune, for example, 300 bananas and you do 200, you cannot be given 8 hours. So all of this invariably affect the amount of money you take back home at the end of the month, as I said earlier, which is not a living wage.
Can you tell us a bit about the health and safety problems faced by the banana workers?
The workers are largely exposed to the use of chemicals. You know, in the production of banana, there is an intensive usage of agrochemicals. And unfortunately, most of these workers apply the chemicals in the banana plantations without sufficient protective equipment. A worker can't apply chemicals with bare hands. It is very, very destructive. So you find that most banana workers, they apply chemicals without protective equipment, like gloves, like the mask, aprons, rain boots. And what happens is that they're sufficiently exposed to those chemicals with the damaging effects. Now, some of them have rashes on their bodies. Now, some of them have respiratory problems because of those chemicals they're inhaling. And some of them have eye problems. Now, you also have a situation where the aeroplane is flying in the air, spraying the bananas while the workers are in the field. This is a very serious health hazard because as the aeroplane is flying and spraying the chemicals, the workers are inhaling these chemicals, and the effects are very, very damaging. You even have some workers who stay not far from the plantations. Now, when the aeroplane sprays bananas, the chemicals are being carried by the wind into their homes, even the bedrooms and the kitchens. We've also discovered of recent that some chemicals are being used in the banana plantations, which have been banned in Europe, for example, counter. Now, this is very, very destructive because a chemical which has been banned, it means that that chemical has been proven to be dangerous. Now, it is being applied in the banana plantations.
There is a project called Educating and Empowering Banana Workers and Their Union to Improve Livelihoods in Cameroon. Tell us about this project.
Now, this is a project which was conceived largely by Banana Link because they have been to Cameroon on two occasions and visited the banana plantations in FACO division and discovered that actually there was a real need for the workers to be educated because we discovered, though the trade unions on the ground discovered that the workers are not sufficiently educated on their rights and management too is not sufficiently educated on its rights because we will try not to create an awareness and try to empower the workers, you know, to know, to become conscious of their rights as workers in the plantation. And in so doing, the management too should also be able to recognize the rights of the workers, and both of them coming together will enhance productivity. So this program is actually aimed at, you know, trying to improve on the working and living conditions of the workers through education, and also getting management become more conscious of their responsibility towards the workers, because it's not only money which is a problem. The health of the workers is also very, very important to enable the money to come out, so to enhance productivity. So this educational program is what, as I said earlier, we're trying to put it in place. So I came out of Cameroon to make sure that we create an awareness internationally, so that our sister trade union organizations become aware of the plight of the banana workers and see how they can be able to assist, you know, in this educational project.
What can unions and their members do to help the banana workers in Cameroon?
As of now, we have very little contact, you know, with other international organizations. It is for the first time that we are now becoming a little bit exposed thanks to Banana Link. So the banana workers in Cameroon, especially FAO, who are being represented by FAO, have very little connections, you know. But as of now, we are dealing mostly with the Banana Link. We also have some links with Peuple Solidaire, which is based in France, and the IUF. So these are the organizations we have been dealing with closely to see how we can be able to create this awareness and see how they can also help, you know, to create links for us to, you know, create this awareness among other sister trade union organizations, you know, worldwide.